This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Word today that Christy Brinkley's divorce trial is now on hold and there could be a settlement in the works. Christy Brinkley, you may remember, insisted that her divorce trial take place in open court. Well, hell hath no fury like a celebrity scorned. If you're interested, you've already apprised yourself of the seamier details of her marriage to architect Peter Cook. Slate.com's legal expert Dahlia Lithwick writes about what good can come from this open trial. And Dahlia, I guess you've apprised yourself of the seamier details of this. So, you know, obviously this is good for Page Six. What about everyone else?
Well, I mean, forgive me for sounding like my grandmother, but what about the children? Mm. I mean, this is just horrific. You know, they've got two kids. One of the older son is 13, but he was legally adopted by Peter Cook from Christy Brinkley's third marriage. Now that this was her fourth. And a little girl called Sailor who turned 11 on the first day of trial. One of the first things that came out on the first day of trial, Madeline, was the son had found his adoptive father's stash of internet porn.
Well, didn't the children's lawyer actually object? Didn't he say, no, it would be better if it was not an open trial? And she said, no, it has to be an open trial. Why did she do that?
Well, that's exactly what happened. The children had their own lawyer who filed a motion along with Peter Cook, the father, who also moved to close the proceedings. Christy Brinkley opposed that. You know, the sort of cliche in the legal world is sunlight is the best disinfectant. Put everything out there. And the judge granted her motion. In effect, what the judge said was, particularly in these very, very high-profile celebrity hearings, when there's really a sense that something might be going on in a closed courtroom, it's always better to open it up, citing to constitutional rules and state statutes. He simply said, I cannot, on just the assertion of the children's lawyer that it's bad for the kids, I can't justify closing it.
So why would it be in Christy Brinkley's interest to have an open trial?
Well, I think that what's really going on here is a war over the PR. You know, who's going to come out looking good and who's going to come out looking bad? And she really feels that she's been humiliated. She's very, very, very much beloved in the Hamptons where they live. She is really, you know, at the soccer games and on the committees. And people just really, really see her as the adorable, all-American girl who's been wronged by her man. And it's playing out just exactly the way you'd expect the Lifetime movie of the week starring Christy Brinkley to play out. Her husband was playing around with a, you know, teenage intern at his architecture firm. Not only is it detailed how much he spent on porn every month and, you know, all the little girls he was cheating with, but it's in fact detailed what a horrible father he was, which is what we're seeing this week in the custody portion of the trial.
Although, Dahlia, I mean, one can say no one would have known about this had she not thrown the trial open in the first place. So, you know, in terms of PR, is she really going to come out of this looking better?
Well, certainly that's what his attorney is trying to say. He's saying, how could she possibly take the position that she's looking out for the best interest in the children of the children, where she's done the single most harmful thing any parent could do and expose them to this kind of public ridicule? But it's not really the key issue for custody purposes. What's going on for custody purposes is you have two parents who each are demanding full custody, and the court is going through this ridiculous rigmarole where you have two completely fit parents where they're smearing each other and calling each other names. And she takes the stand and says she's mother of the year. And she takes a stand and says he was too physical and she believed in timeouts. And he takes a stand and says she has too many nannies and she fobs off childcare to the help. And this is the kind of trivial garbage that goes on in every marriage in America. It's not the basis for changing custody.
Dahlia Lithwick, legal expert at Slate.com and press here at Day to Day. Thanks, Dahlia.
Always a pleasure, Madeline.